哈利路亚，各位弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
Peace be to all beloved brothers and sisters。
这个星期也是我们教会的安排的宗教教育周。
This week is the RE week organized by the church。
这是教会的要让弟兄姐妹再次的从圣经里面来了解宗教教育的重要性。
And this week we shall come back and look at the Bible about what it said about religious education.
我们在座啊，在会堂里面坐着有老、中、青三代的信徒。
Among us this morning, sitting here, there are three generations: there's the young, the old, and the middle age.
大部分的弟兄姐妹呢，其实都是从信仰呢，都是从父母那一辈啊，再传下来。
Most of us sitting here this morning, we, our faith started from our parents.
所以宗教教育就是一种信仰的传承，是非常的重要。
Therefore, our religious education was passed down from the previous generation.
我们看箴言二十二章。
Please, first of all, turn to Proverbs chapter 22.
第六节。
Verse 6.
箴言二十二章的第六节。
Proverbs 22, verse 6.
教养孩童，使他走当行的道，就是到老，他也不偏离。
Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it.
这是圣经的教导。
And this is the teaching from the Bible.
告诉我们什么叫宗教教育。
And this is the definition what religious education is all about.
宗教教育的对象就是小孩子。
And we have to train and educate our children.
从小孩子开始。
And we have to start from when they are young.
当然，这个不限于只有小孩。
Of course, religious education is not limited to the children.
也包括青少年，也包括成人。
Religious education is also targeted toward the middle age as well as the seniors.
但是你在他孩童的时候不训练他，以后大概就很难。
However, if we do not train up a child when they are young, then it will be too late.
那训练他们做什么呢？
What should we train them in?
哪一条是正确的道路？
We have to train them in the correct way that they should go.
要他们走在这条正确道路上面。
That they must walk in the correct path of God.
这样子的话，他到老，他都不会偏离。
Only then, when this child is old, he or she will not depart from this true way.
有时候我们在外国住久了，慢慢会被这边西方的文化所影响。
Sometimes when we grew up in the West, over time we may be influenced by the Western culture.
这边的文化呢，就是每一个人可以选择自己的道路。
And the Western culture is that we have the right.To choose our own way.
他会告诉你，每个人生下来的想法、跟兴趣、跟爱好都不一样。
And the culture teaches us that we have to go along according to our thoughts and emotions and feelings.
不单只是兴趣或者是事业，但是你人格的发展或者是你以后所做的事情都有很多的选择。
Not only our interest, but in terms of how we develop.
所以我们这个社会呢，已经发展到一个很奇怪的现象。
Our culture has come to a very strange turning point.
不单止同性恋可以结婚。
And the it is legal to marry.
这个学校里面。
With the same gender.
还要教小孩子说，你的性别不是你现在身体这个性别，你想要改的话，随时可以。
And the culture also tells us that it doesn't matter what kind of gender by.Physiologically, it is according to how you feel, whether you feel like a woman or a man.
现在的社会也很奇怪。
And this culture is also very strange.
以前告诉你吸毒是不好的。
In the past, it is wrong to take drugs.
吸大麻是不好的。
That we must stay away from marijuana.
犯法的。
That it is illegal.
现在的社会告诉你啊，你要的话有一个选择，要在政府认可的地方去买。
However, now the government tells us that it will be legal to purchase marijuana in a government licensed store.
政府要抽点税，你好好去用啊，记得要缴税。
Because the government wants to gain some tax benefits from all the recreational users of marijuana.
所以我们现在活在这个年代，社会上。 不会告诉你什么是对，什么是错。他们说什么都是一个选择。
Right at this present time, there's no more right or wrong, and the government will just give this choice to you.
但是圣经告诉我们。
But what does the Bible has to say?
只有一条路。
There's only one path.
人如果要得到幸福，得到神的祝福，甚至得到永生，只有一条路。
If we want to joyful, to be blessed, and to be accepted by God and be saved,
当行的道路。
We have to go in the way that God wants us to go.
神不是给你很多道路选一条。
God did not put before us many different ways and ask us to choose one.
神说，如果你要得救，你要幸福，你一定要走一条当行的道路。
If we want to be saved and if we want to be happy, then there is only one way.
所以神不是给父母啊，让孩子做选择。
And God did not give parents responsibility to give their children choices.
神是告诉父母说，你要告诉你孩子，只有哪一条路是对的，一定要走下去。
The parents' duty and responsibility is to lay out before their children this one particular way.
今天太多父母在孩子很小的时候就给他们选择。
Because many parents, they made this mistake by giving their children many different choices that they can choose.
甚至信仰上也是给他们做选择。
And they also allow their children to choose the kind of faith that their children desire.
造成了以后到老了，他就偏离了。
And this will cause their children to stray away from the true faith.
所以我们要回到圣经。
Therefore, let us all come back to the Bible.
宗教教育就是从小要给他一条正确的道路，
Therefore,
一直要让他走下去。
Since young, we have to religiously educate our children that there's only one true faith, one salvation.
那我们再来看诗篇七十一篇。
Let's next turn to the book of Psalms, chapter 71.
诗篇七十一篇。
Psalms 71.
十七节。
Verse 17.
诗篇七十一篇十七节。
Psalms chapter 71 verse 17.
神啊，自我年幼的时候，你就教训我，直到如今，我传扬你奇妙的作为。
O God, you have taught me from my youth, and to this day I declare your wondrous works.
十八节。
Verse 18.
神啊，我到年老乏白的时候，求你不要离弃我，等我将你的能力指示下一代，将你的大能指示后世的人。
Now also when I am old and gray-headed, O God, do not forsake me until I declare your strength to this generation, your power to everyone who is to come.
这两节圣经也是在讲宗教教育。
These two verses touch on religious education.
就是神从年幼的时候就教一个人。
That God will teach us from when we are young.
那到等他到老的时候，他把这个神的宝贵信仰又传给他的子孙。
And when this person is old, he will continue to pass on God's word to the successive generations.
今天早上呢，我们讲这个宗教教育的成与败，我们先讲成功篇。
Right now, I'd like to share with you how to succeed in religious education.
从圣经里面，如果我们要达到宗教教育的成功，把信仰传给下一代，有几个很重要的要点。
In order to effectively and to succeed in the religious education, there are several points from the Bible.
我们要以圣经里面一个人物，就是撒母耳，他怎么样受到他所得到的宗教教育。
Let us learn from how Prophet Samuel, Prophet Samuel handled this religious education.
他从小怎么被培养的？
How was Samuel trained from since he was young?
撒母耳是一个很重要的。圣经里面的先知，还有神的工人。
We know that Prophet Samuel was an important servant of God and a very powerful prophet.
但是他之所以能够成功，很大的原因是归咎于他的家庭，尤其是他的母亲。
The reason why he was such a successful person in the eyes of God was because of his mom.
所以我们来讲，今天来讲三个要点。
There are three important points I'd like to lay out before you this morning.
成功的宗教教育。
To succeed in our religious education.
第一个就是要家庭的环境。
We have to begin from our home.
我们来看撒母耳记上。
Let's turn to the book of 1 Samuel.
撒母耳记上第一章。
1 Samuel chapter 1.
第一节。
Verse 1.
撒母耳记上一章的一节，以法莲山地的拉玛所菲有一个以法莲人，名叫以利加拿，是苏弗的云孙，托户的曾孙，以利户的孙子，耶罗罕的儿子。
Now there was a certain man of Ramathaim Zophim, of the mountains of Ephraim, of his name, and his name was Elkanah, the son of Jeroham, the son of Elihu, the son of Tohu, the son of Zoph, an Ephraimite.
啊，那这里是记载啊，撒母耳还没有出生之前，他爸爸是哪里的人？
Here it tells us that before the birth of Samuel, it told us who Samuel's father was.
他爸爸是住在以法莲山地一个比较乡下的地方。
We know that Samuel's father grew up in the mountains of Ephraim, and this is actually just a simple countryside.
他的爸爸的名字叫以利加拿。
And Samuel's father's name was Elkanah.
从别的地方让我们可以看出来，这个以利加拿呢，其实是利未人，利未支派的人。
And we know that Elkanah came from the tribe of Levi.
是有一些宗教的信仰的背景。
Therefore, we know that they have a faith in God.
因为我们知道利未人在旧约里面就是能够服侍神的，进到会幕里面来侍奉神的家族。
We know that the Levites are the group of people who can minister in the tabernacle.
那这个以利加拿呢，他很虔诚。
We can see that Elkanah was a devout person.
我们看第一章的第三节。
Let's read on in verse 3.
撒母耳记上一章三节。
First Samuel chapter 1 verse 3.
这人每年从本城上去到示罗敬拜祭至万军之耶和华。
This man went up from his city yearly to worship and sacrifice to the Lord of hosts in Shiloh.
这个就是撒母耳还没有出生之前他的家庭的环境。
This is the family background of Samuel before his birth.
他有一个很虔诚的爸爸。
He had a very godly and devoted father.
虽然没有什么圣职在身，在示罗侍奉，但是他没有忘记自己是一个利未人。
Even though there was no temple at that time in Shiloh, but because he knew that he was a Levite.
他知道他也是神的选民。
That he also knew that he was a chosen people of God.
神的选民呢，有他的责任。
And a person chosen by God had to fulfill some basic responsibilities.
我们看出埃及记的二十三章里面。
Let's turn to the book of Exodus, chapter 23.
十四节。
Verse 14.
出埃及记二十三章的十四节。
Exodus, chapter 23, verse 14.
一年三次，你要向我守节。
Three times you shall keep a feast to me in the year.
你要守除酵节，照我所吩咐你的，在亚毕月内所定的日期，吃无酵饼七天，谁也不可空手朝见我，因为你是在节日出了埃及。
You shall keep the feast of unleavened bread. You shall eat unleavened bread 7 days, as I commanded you at the time appointed in the month of Abib. For in it you come out of Egypt. None shall appear before me empty.
十七节。
Verse 17.
一切的男丁呢，要一年三次朝见神。
Three times in the year, all your males shall appear before the Lord God.
这个就是在旧约当中啊，神对每一个以色列的男子带领家庭所做的要求。
These are some of the requirements that God had for all the males in the Old Testament times.
因为信仰的环境要在家里面培养。
Because our background in our faith had to begin from our family, our home.
以前的人没有办法每个礼拜去教会。
Because in the past, there is no way a family could come for services on a weekly basis.
因为距离比较远。
Because they had to travel over great distances.
神告诉摩西，一年至少要去三次。
Therefore, God prescribed to Moses that they must come to worship him three times in the year.
世事的时代呢，他们每年能够做到一次就已经不错了。
And at the time of the judges, they only need to come to worship God annually.
因为以前的人去敬拜神要把工作放下，把田的事物放下，然后要一起去旅行，可能要一个礼拜、两个礼拜的路程才会去到。
Because in the past, when one is about to worship God, they have to stop all work and then to travel and put aside 1 to 2 weeks.
花费也不少，因为要旅途的费用。
And there is also the expenses. It would become very high.
还有呢, 神说了, 你见我, 你朝见我不可以空手来的, 你要带东西, 要带礼物献祭。
And God also instructed the people that they must not come before him empty-handed.
所以是一种侍奉, 是一种奉献。
It is a kind of offering, a kind of sacrifice.
所以要花钱, 花时间, 花体力。
Therefore, one must spend money, spend time, and to make an effort to worship God.
今天你在什么情况之下会花时间、花体力跑很远的地方呢？
What do we spend our money on, our time on, and on our effort on today?
一般人呢，这一年可能就存钱，就是去度假。
Most people, they'll save up some money, and then once a week, once a year, they will go on a vacation.
度假的地方就是看家庭的需要。 如果没有孩子的，就是可能去夏威夷啦，去什么那些海滩呢？
If we are childless, then maybe you will head to the beaches in Hawaii.
有孩子的可能就去迪士尼，迪士尼 cruise.
And if a family has children, then they may head to Disneyland.
那都很花钱。
We know that all these are very expensive places.
老人家可能就回国内了。
For the older people, then they will travel to China to visit relatives.
一年最重要的一个节目，就是跑远的，就是要去玩，探亲。
Once a year, we sometimes spend a lot of money in order to visit relatives.
但是对以利加拿来说，
However, for Elkanah,
他愿意为神把一年一次最花钱、最花时间、最花体力的，就是要去敬拜神。
For Elkanah, he will make the most expensive trip. And the most tiring trip to worship God.
不单只自己去, 还把太太, 甚至小孩子, 可能通通都带去。
He will not only travel by himself, but he would take his entire family.
啊, 光是这一点, 你就可以看到, 这个爸爸, 其实他很看重信仰。
From what he did, we will know that Elkanah put his relationship with God front and center.
所以今天, 在教会里面的所谓的宗教的教育要成功，爸爸是一个很重要的角色。
Therefore, today for us to successfully religiously educate our children, it falls on the father.
啊，我认识有一位教会的同工。
There is a particular worker that I got to know.
他真的很看重他家里的信仰。
He, this brother, really pay special attention to religious education.
当然，除了每个礼拜带孩子啊、太太来教会之外。
Not only will he take his wife and children to church.
那他还会在年初的时候就问教会。
And he will also at the beginning of the year ask the church.
那请问教会在今年当中啊, 有哪一个月份是有灵恩会？
And he will ask the church council, what are the dates for the spiritual convocation?
还有在假期的时候, 什么时候开学生灵恩会？
And what are the times that during the holidays, children's holidays, that they will have student spiritual convocation.
为什么那么早就要问呢?
Why did this father want to know?
几月几号他都要知道。
And he wants to know exactly what month and what day.
如果问你温哥华五月跟九月几号开灵恩会，可能你说不知道，到时就会知道了。
Maybe if I ask you, will there have a spiritual convocation in the month of May or September? You may scratch your head.
但是他很早就知道。
But yet, this particular father, he knew very right on beforehand.
因为他要安排全年的家庭的活动呢，要避开那些教会重要的日子，不要在那个时候出国。
Because he wants to make sure that his vacation will not clash with the activities that the church had organized.
教会有重要活动的时候，他们全家要留着。
Because when there are important events in the church, he wants to make sure that they will be able to participate.
他也要确定他孩子能够去参加学生领恩会。
And he would also make sure that his children were able to participate in the children's spiritual convocation.
他们去到哪里度假的时候，安息日那一天呢，那不去玩，肯定要去访问当地的教会。
And when they were at a when they are vacationing during a Sabbath day in another place, they'll make sure that they come for services.
这就告诉我们，他很看重信仰。
This just goes to show us that he put his faith first.
你可以想象，一开始孩子可能觉得这个为什么这样子。
Maybe his children may be quite unhappy or annoyed with this arrangement?
别人都没有那么多限制，为什么我们要那么多限制呢？
Why is my father putting so many limitations on me?
连去度假，礼拜六都不能去玩，又整天在教会。
And even though when we are vacationing, we still have to come for services.
但是哦，在久而久之的，孩子就会看到爸爸很看重跟神的关系。
However, over time, we realize that the children will see how important their father's faith is.
在爸爸的眼中，拜神比碗还重要。
Because in the eyes of this father, worshiping God is more important than playing.
孩子呢，从小就受到这种观念。
And we can see that the children was influenced by their father since young.
今天很多父母虽然是说，哎呀，我也很看重他孩子的信仰。
Today, we may also say that we put religious education first in our family.
但是实际上安排呢，你会告诉孩子另外一个信息。
But in reality, when we organize our trips abroad, then it is another story.
你会告诉孩子，其实当需要的时候，别的东西还可以放第一位。
And that when we have more important things, then it is fine that we skip services.
比如说读书考试来了，那天可以不要去教会。
For example, during your exam time, then it's fine you stay home and study.
这个就告诉孩子了，爸妈妈爸爸说学业比神重要啊。
This goes to show the kids that actually education comes first ahead of our faith.
他看到你买机票，礼拜五晚上出发那个比较便宜，礼拜六坐飞机比较便宜，我们就安息日去坐飞机。
Maybe the children will find out why they have to go on the vacation on a Friday night or Saturday. It's because of the cheap tickets instead of worshiping God.
那刚好飞到回到国内嘛，刚好礼拜天早上安息日在飞机上面守。
And when they arrive home, it's on a Sunday, and therefore observe Sabbath in the air.
那你又告诉他说，原来省钱是很重要的，省钱可以比安息的重要一点。
This will show the children that you put money ahead of God.
所以啊，家里的环境其实不断的告诉你下一代一个信息，到底神在你心里的分量是有多重。
Therefore, it is important that in our daily life, we show to our children how much God meant to you.
那个家庭的环境。
And it is important how we establish this kind of a family environment.
至于妈妈呢？刚刚我们讲了爸爸，妈妈她是一个什么的人呢？
And what about Samuel's mother?
撒母耳的妈妈叫做 Hannah.
Samuel's mom, her name was Hannah.
我们看这个第五节。
Let's read. Verse
一章的五节，给哈拿的却是双份，因为他爱哈拿，无奈耶和华不使哈拿生育。
But to Hannah, he would give a double portion, for he loved Hannah, although the Lord had closed her womb.
第六节
，Verse six，
比尼拿见耶和华不使哈拿生育，就做他的对头，大大的激动他，要使他生气。
And her rival also provoked her severely, to make her miserable, because the Lord had closed her womb.
那这个是那个故事的背景。
And this is the background to the story.
以利家呢有两个太太。
Elkanah had two wives.
那Hannah呢是其中一个。
And Hannah was one of his wives.
她没有办法生孩子。
She was barren.
以古代来说，没有办法生孩子是一个遗憾，也是一种羞辱。
We know that in the past, if a woman was barren, it is a humiliation as well as it is a very unfortunate thing.
她丈夫很爱她。
But yet we see that her husband loved her dearly.
她丈夫另外一个太太就常常用语言来刺激她。
His second wife, however, continued to provoke her and to make her life miserable.
所以她常常的哭啊。
Therefore, Hannah often cried silently.
连饭都吃不下。
And she had no appetite.
那每一次去到示罗去拜神的时候，都是遇到一样的戏码。
And every time they head up to Shiloh, they still met the same kind of situation.
在吃祭肉的时候，又被另外一个妻子来这样激动他。
And every time when she was before the other wife, then she was being bullied.
但是呢，我们看 Hannah 她怎么来做。
But yet we see how Hannah responded.
我们看第十节。
Let's read verse 10.
第十节。
Verse 10.
哈拿心里愁苦，就痛痛哭泣，祈祷耶和华。
And she was in bitterness and of soul, and prayed to the Lord and wept in anguish.
哈拿其实她有很多的问题。
We know that Hannah's life was full of problems.
表面上是自己身体的问题，生不出孩子。
Physically, we can see that she was not able to bear children.
但是呢，她家庭也有些问题。
But yet she also had family problems.
因为是一夫多妻制，所以家庭有一些嫉妒，有一些纷争。
Because we know that in a polygamous household, there's always rivalries between the wives.
有一些愁苦啊，告诉别人也没有用。
And it is useless to tell about your pain and your sorrows to another person.
所以这个妈妈就是还没有生出来之前啊，这个是哈拿这位妇人呢、啊，就常常跟神祷告。
And before Samuel was born, she was always crying and praying to the Lord for mercy.
甚至呢，来哭着来祷告神。
And it was she prayed while she is crying.
甚至呢，她也是许愿祷告神。
And she also made a wish in her prayers.
所以你可以看到一个家庭啊，一个妈妈很重要。
We know that how important a mother's role is in a family.
作为一个妇女，主内的一个姐妹。
As a woman, as a mother, as a wife.
你可能会非常忙。
Maybe we will be very busy.
尤其是现在的妇女，大部分都要上班。
Especially that now most mothers have to work outside the home.
下班又要煮饭，又要带孩子。
And after work, they have to cook and they have to take care of the children.
把孩子的空格看得很重要。
And they are so involved in the homework of the children.
不会有时间让孩子看到你在祷告。
And sometimes you're alone when you are praying.
那这样子的话，孩子呢，没有什么印象，妈妈常常祷告靠神。
Therefore, the children will not have this memory of their mother praying all by herself.
但是如果一个妈妈常常祷告。
However, if a mom often and always prays,
她会对孩子有一个很重要的影响。
They will have a very powerful influence upon her children.
我记得我小时候。
I remember when I was young.
那常常在家里有一个印象。
I always have this memory.
这妈妈虽然下班回到家里很累。
Even though after my mom came home from work, she was so exhausted.
但是呢，她也会自己拿圣经来读。
But I can see that she was also in the midst of her tiredness. She took up a Bible to read.
妈妈呢也常常在祷告。
And I saw that my mom never stopped praying.
有一次我生病，晚上发高烧。
Once I was sick with a high fever.
妈妈呢坐在旁边，哇，整个晚上都帮我祷告。
And I can see my mom kneeling beside my bed, praying for me all night.
直到我消退了。
Until my fever subsided.
那个妈妈的祷告的声音呢，一直在我头脑里面。
And the echo from my mother's prayer still reverberate in my mind.
有时候我们几兄弟不乖啊，让他生气，他没有太骂太多，但是有时候就到房间里面祷告。
Sometimes me and my three brothers really upset my mom, but what she did was to close herself in the room to pray.
那后来我就问她，为什么你那么喜欢帮我们祷告？
Then I asked my mom, why do you love praying for us?
她告诉我说，我小时候我的妈妈也是替我们这样祷告。
It was because my own mom never ceased to pray for me too.
祷告，妈妈替孩子祷告，孩子不会变坏。
Because when a mother never cease to pray for the children will never stray away.
就算坏了也会回头。
Even though they may be a prodigal, they will come back one day.
所以如果一个妈妈对孩子、对家庭、对婚姻有很多的愁苦的时候，
If a woman is bitter toward her marriage and toward her children,
你要怎么做？
What must we do?
有一些妈妈的情绪很激动。
Some mothers, they will become very emotional.
她会把丈夫对她的负面的情绪的发在孩子身上。
They will just throw all the negative emotions that she had toward her husband at the children.
有一些妈妈呢，又会把孩子给她的气呢，发在她老公身上。
And some woman will take all the anger from the children and pour it at the husband.
有时候自己更年期了，自己身体不好了，那种情绪呢，又会发在老公跟孩子身上。
And sometimes when a woman was undergoing menopause, they will just pour all their negative emotions towards their husbands and children.
其实当姐妹、当太太、真的当女人真的不容易。
Therefore, it is not easy to be a sister, to be a wife and a mother.
但是哈拿有那么多的情绪，她选择倒给谁呢？
But Hannah, when she was so bitter, who did she pour out all her pain at?
选择倒给神。
She poured all her pain and sorrow and anguish toward God.
她哭就哭给神听。
He cried before God.
不是哭给人听。
He did not shed tears before men.
她哭给人听已经哭很久了，人帮不了她了。
Because she had cried before men so many years, but nothing changed.
丈夫不理解她。
Because her husband was not able to empathize or understand her.
丈夫每次吃饭都夹给她多一块肉。
Even though her husband gave her a double portion during meals.
我们知道心情不好的时候拿吃的下，你还给我双倍，不是让我更。 更不开心。
But we know that when we are down in the dumps, we have no appetite, even though our plate was full of food.
在家里又被人家欺负。
But at home, you're being bullied.
自己又没有孩子。
And you are totally childless.
哎呀，要哭给谁听？
Who can understand her tears?
情绪要倒给神。
Therefore, it is important that we pour out our sorrow to God.
你拼命倒给别人，别人承受不了，那没有用的。
Because there's only so much that you can pour to another person, and they may get tired of your tears.
是哈拿这个妇女啊，她安安静静的，她有什么她就承受，然后就把它倒给主耶稣，倒给神。
But we see Hannah, she knew that no one can help her except God.
甚至。 在圣殿里面，在这个会幕里面，以利祭司也误会他。And
we see that once when she was praying in the temple, Eli the priest misunderstood her.
他说的，我只是在这边倾心吐意啊。And
she replied to Eli that she was just pouring out her sorrow toward God.
我们看第十四节。Let's
read verse 14.
以利对他说：“你要醉到几时呢？你不应该喝酒。”
So Eli said to her, "How long will you be drunk? Put your wine away from you."
你看，如果你是哈拿，你还去不去教会？
Do you think you will, if you are Hannah, do you think you will still continue to come to church if this preacher say all these words to you?
在家里都够苦了，去到教会要被传道说，哎呀，你喝酒喝太多了，你不要再喝酒了。
You're so miserable at home, and then you don't want to be miserable when you are in the church too.
他最痛苦的时候就是去每年分祭肉的时候，就是在神的殿。
Her most painful time, her darkest moment was when they come to the temple and they distribute the meat.
在吃那个饭的时候,
when they are feasting.
最痛苦的时候，她选择去祷告。
Because at that point, at her most painful period, she kneeled down to pray.
祷告的时候又被人家误会。
And when she was praying, she was also misunderstood.
如果是你，你撑得住吗？
If we were Hannah, will we be able to bear all these burdens?
但是第十五节,
but yet in verse 15, we read,
Hannah 回答说：“主啊，不是这样，我是心里愁苦的妇人，清酒浓酒都没有喝，但是在耶和华面前倾心吐意。”
But Hannah answered and said, "No, my Lord, I am a woman of sorrowful spirit. I have drunk neither wine nor intoxicating drink, but have poured out my soul before the Lord."
所以你看呢，她心里面呢很愁苦，但是她选择把它倒给主。
Hannah, at this point, she was full of misery and pain, but she dared to pour everything out before God.
所以所谓的家庭的环境啊，信仰的环境啊，不是说你住哪一区啊，哪一种房子。
A family environment does not mean which zone, which district you are staying.
家里的环境，这是父母。
A mother will be able to establish a good or bad environment
当丈夫,
for her family.
当爸爸的，你要带领全家跪向神，安排行程，然后把神放最重的第一位。
A father's role is to lead his entire family to worship God and to put aside some time to do that.
当妈妈的，当姐妹的,
as a mother, as a sister,
当妻子的,
as a wife,
你要让自己的情绪稳定。
We have to learn to stabilize our emotion.
今天全家里面情绪最不稳定的，很可能就是妈妈。
Today, I dare to say that a person who is the
或是太太,
who is undergoing turmoil in their emotion is usually the mother or the wife. But yet we as brothers, we cannot blame them. Because we know that women, they are emotional creatures.
男人是理性, 女人是感性。
The men, they are usually more rational. The women, they are more emotional.
那女人又承受的压力又很大。
And we know that women, they encounter a lot of stress in their lives.
生理上的。
Not only in the mental and physical.
再加上现在女人又要上班,
but yet today they have to work outside the home.
所以他们的压力真的很大。
We can see that they had so much stress going on in their lives.
在家里当孩子的, 当丈夫的,
therefore, as children and as husbands, we have to remember this about our wives or mother.
但是当妈妈的, 当女人, 你要了解, 你的情绪牵动家里每一个人。
However, as the wife and the mother, we have to make sure that we keep our emotions in check.
如果你的情绪是很波动,
if we are always emotionally in turmoil, then you will definitely negatively affect the rest of the family members. And it will also affect your relationship with your husband.
那我们的情绪有啊,起来啊,怎么办呢?
Therefore, when we see that we are getting very emotional, what should we do?
要学哈拿,
we have to learn from Hannah.
你要把所有的压力, 所有的重担, 所有的愁苦, 所有的伤痛, 要来在祷告里面告诉真神。
We have to bring all our sorrows and pain and burdens and throw it to God.
因为啊, 在一个家里啊, 如果有父母, 又是妈妈, 情绪不稳定的话, 宗教教育的信仰, 那种重要关键呢,
because if we as a mother or as a wife is emotionally unstable, then we will not succeed in our religious matter.
因为孩子要在家里看到神的美好, 要看到家人的这种相处的模式。
Because the children wants to see their parents live out their faith.
你在家里听什么, 你在教会听什么大道理, 不够。
It's not enough just to listen to a wonderful sermon.
如果再回到家里, 每天都演韩剧, drama, 哇, 每天都有新的戏码, 那孩子的心里面就很混乱。
Because if we are one person in church and we turn to another person at home, then the children will be totally confused.
很紧张。
They will always be very anxious.
就会一直念。
And they'll, or if you are always nagging,
很挤。
And you're always so tight in your emotions. And there'll be a lot of confrontation and you have high expectations toward your kids. And then you will spend sleepless nights day in and day out. This is indeed a very bitter life. Whenever you pour out your sorrows to others, they'll be tired of listening to your problems. Therefore, let us learn from Hannah. We have to calm ourselves down and pour out our sorrows to God. And it's really sad because even Eli was not able to help Hannah. But Eli only had this to say to Hannah.
17节,
and it is in verse 17.
以利说, 你可以平平安安地回去了, 愿以色列的神应允你所求。
Then Eli answered and said, go in peace, and the God of Israel grant your petition, which you have asked of him.
And
she said, let your maidservant find favor in your sight. So the woman went her way and ate, and her face was no longer sad.
神的工人不能告诉他要怎么做,
God's servant cannot tell the other person what he or she must do. Because what God's servant knows is also very limited. Because we do not know exactly what the problem is. Even we see here that Eli did not ask Hannah truly what her problem was. But Eli only knew that she was praying and she was crying.
情绪很不稳定。
That she was emotionally unstable.
他只是说,
Eli only told her that go in peace and may the God of Israel grant your petition.
平平安安地回去吧,
that you may go in peace.
哎,
and this is a very miraculous word.
那个情绪很波动的哈拿的心安定下去了。
this tumultuous emotion became very calm later.
奉神的名的祝福,
because when we bless another person in the name of Jesus, it is very powerful.
她回去吃饭了,
and we see that Hannah no longer was sad and she was able to eat.
情绪稳定了,
once she has calmed herself down emotionally,
神的工作就开始出现了,
then God's work will begin.
回去就怀孕了,
and then later on we see that Hannah became pregnant.
多奇妙,
and it's so wonderful.
所以一个所谓的宗教教的环境,
therefore, for us to do well in our religious education, it starts from the family. What kind of environment we are providing for our children?
父母要看你们这对信神的爸爸妈妈 到底有多好?
And the children will see how much, how well we are acting out the word of God.
这个信仰在家里到底有什么的作用?
That what is the use of the religious education?
这个就是环境。
And number one, it is the environment that we provide for our children.
求神帮助我们主内每一个父母。
Therefore, we pray that God will help all the mothers in the Lord.
每一个曾祖父母, 祖父母。
That all the great grandparents in the Lord.
我们来营造一个平和、情绪稳定的家。
That we will establish a very emotionally stable family environment.
第二点,
number two.
宗教教育要有明确的目标。
That religious education, we have to set a target.
我们看第一章, 撒母耳记上的第一章。
Let's read 1 Samuel chapter 1.
第一章的第11节。
Verse 11.
许愿说：“万军之耶和华，你若垂顾婢女的苦情，顾念不忘婢女，赐我一个儿子，我必使他终身归于耶和华，不用剃头刀剃他的头。”Then
she made a vow and said, "O Lord of hosts, if you will indeed look on the affliction of your maidservant and remember me, and not forget your maidservant, but will give your maidservant a male child, then I will give him to the Lord all the days of his life, and no razor shall come upon his head."
那哈娜在向神祷告，她有一个明确的目标。
Here, as Hannah was praying to God, she had a concrete purpose.
她向神求一个儿子。
She asked for a son from God.
但是关键不是求一个儿子，关键是这个儿子要用来做什么。
But it did not stop there. What she wanted is what she will do with the son.
这个儿子，你在他身上有什么目的要达到？
What is the goal that we had upon our son?
一般人想孩，打孩子就是想说年纪大了，年纪差不多就应该要生孩子了。
A lot of parents will say that once you are of age, then you'll be ready to have a child.
孩子要养老啊。
And because they'll be able to take care of us when we are old.
或者是照顾你了。
Or this is a very good insurance.
现在其实这样行不通了，现在孩子老，孩子大了，你还要继续养他。
But it doesn't work this way today.
那到底为什么我们要生养下一代呢？
Why are we supposed to be fruitful and multiply?
那我们来看这一节。
Let's come back to this verse.
哈拿向神求一个儿子，只有一个目的。
When Hannah asked a son from God, she had a purpose.
让他可以终身归于耶和华。
That this son will be able to serve God all the days of his life.
当时不用剃头刀，剃他的头就是把他献作拿西耳人，就是终身归神的意思。
That when no razor shall come upon her son, it means that the son will become a Nazarite serving God all his life.
那这是代表说要给主所用。
This means that Hannah wanted to give Samuel to serve God all his life.
她向神求一个孩子是为了神的荣耀。
When she asks a son from God, it is to bring glory to God.
她只是帮神来带一个神的孩子。
She was only taking care of a child of God.
就像甚至一个 daycare 这样子。
She was just only a daycare.
那是别人的孩子嘛。
Because she knew that the son was not actually hers at all.
我只是帮他带几个钟头，之后就要还给人了。I was
only taking care of him for a period of time.
那你又问了，到底家长到底想要你怎么带？他吃什么？他不吃什么？或者是他要学什么？Therefore,
we have to ask ourselves what kind of upbringing we are supposed to give to our children.
今天在家庭的教育里面，常常父母的观念是我要我把我的孩子训练成什么样子。
Today, we set the standard in terms of how we want our child to grow up.
从小要学什么，培养他什么兴趣。
I want my child to be this and that.
我要他进什么学校。
And I want him or her to enroll in a certain university.
甚至都想好了，我希望他做什么工作。
And I also wish that my child will have this kind of career.
有时候孩子很累啊。
And sometimes it is very tiresome for the children.
对着孩子说，爸爸，为什么一定要逼我当医生？
And the child may ask, why do you always want me to be a doctor?
爸爸说，因为我以前当不了，所以你要当，你要替我当。
Because I can't get into the medical school, so you have to be a doctor for my sake.
所以呢，孩子呢，每天都是想说，啊，爸爸妈妈要他以后做什么，他就往这个方向。
Therefore, the child will think that because my parents want me to be this and that, then they will just follow along.
当然有那些伟大的理想不是不好。
Of course, it is right to have big dreams.
但是有更重要的，有一个方向。
However, there is a certain direction that we must not forget.
这个孩子是神给你。
That this child is actually not yours.
神把他托在你的家里。
God is only giving you this child to take care of him.
你有没有问神，这个孩子应该要怎么养，怎么带？
Have you ever asked God, how do you want me to take care of this child?
神要我的孩子以后成为一个什么的孩子？
What do you want me, God, to how do you want me to teach this child so this child would become a certain a person?
这个问题你要一直问啊。
You have to ask God exactly what kind of person God wants you to
对哈娜来说
，For Hannah，
神如果把孩子赐给我
，If God were to give me a child，
我要把他训练成为一个以后可以服侍神的人。
I want to train this child so that he will be a future servant of God。
以后神喜欢的人。
That he will turn out to be somebody that will be pleasing to God。
做什么没有关系，但是替神做。
It doesn't matter what kind of person this child turn out to be, but most important that he will be a servant of God。
世界做什么工作不重要，最重要是神有没有喜欢你。
It doesn't matter what kind of job you have, but most important is if God is happy with you.
所以你要把你的孩子，希望他以后成为一个怎么的人。
So this is the direction that we must all pursue after.
是不是一个好人？
Do we wish that our child will be a person that God is pleased?
是不是善良的人？
Is he or she kind?
是不是敬畏神的人？
Is he or she godly?
能够来服侍神的人。
Can he or she serve God?
所以这个就是有明确的目标。
And this is what is meant by a concrete purpose.
我们常以为说把他带来教会就是宗教教育的目标。
Maybe we thought that as long as we can bring our children to church, then this is the end of our religious education.
把他送去学生灵恩会就是宗教教育的目标。
That as long as we can persuade them to attend the student spiritual convocation, then our job is done.
但是你有没有从小跟他谈这些事情？
But have we ever share with them or teach them about who God is?
神要你训练他，带他成为一个怎么的人？
Have we ever share with our children what kind of person God loves?
如果知道了，
Once they already know,
你家里有一个好的环境。
And you have already provided a very wonderful environment for your children. And you have already made your purpose clear to them. I'm sure we will succeed in our religious education. However, if you have a very bad family environment, and our goals is very blurred, even though physically we are here as a family worshiping God in the church, maybe when they are older, they will depart from God.
In the past, there
are so many youths who stray away from the church.
And
this is a very grim statistic. Because we can see that our youth, once they hit 18 years old, they cease coming for services. Because once they step out into the world, they stop coming for services. In the past, you've seen them attending RE classes every week. But yet, Why do they suddenly disappear when they turn
18?
This is something that we must ponder. And I will continue in the afternoon.
唱赞美诗384首。
Please all sing hymn number 384.